This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for Get Fit and Makeover.
Okay, Joey pals, this Thursday, Get Fit and Makeover is presented through the generosity of MDR Vital Factors. I've been taking them for years. It's vitalfactors.com. Want to keep your muscle tone? Yes. Your energy levels up? Yes. Your firm skin? Yes. Your immune system intact? Yes, please. I call it the fizzies. Pat Boone and I have been doing this for years. We get them from our girlfriend, Pat Riley, not the basketball coach, Pat Riley.
Hi, Joey pal. This is Pat Riley. You know, with all that's going on in our lives these days, let MDR Vital Factors invigorate you naturally every day.
You've got a gift certificate from Aspen Mills Bakery. Do you go over there? Aspen Mills Bakery. The best tuna sandwich in town. I may keep that one. AspenMillsPS.com. 4 locations. You can use the coupon anywhere.
Hey, Joey pals, it's Marty from Aspen Mills Bakery. Come on in and see us at any of our 4 Valley locations. We were voted best bakery and best sandwich in the Valley. So come in and check us out.
Free month from Coachella Yoga, 36869 Cook Street in Palm Desert. Special pricing on annual memberships. Call them at 346-2988. This is fun. $250 gift certificate from Foley and Stinnett Interior Designers. Dan with 2 N's, Foley, will come into your home and give you an hour of free interior design consultation. I understand he stays until you throw him out. 322-2268. And then more people go to museums than go to sporting events. Don't call me because you know I love my sports. But isn't that nice? So you've got passes to the Palm Springs Art Museum because they have 3 floors of extraordinary modern, contemporary, and Western art, as well as, thank you, a world-class bistro. I need my food. Passes to the museum also include admission to the Architecture and Design Center just 5 blocks away, and it works this way. Robert doesn't have any children, but thank God I have my 3 military ones. We'll make them work. We'll take the 3rd caller, Joey pals. 323-JOEY. 323-5639. On your mark. Get ready, get set, go. And if you're caller number 3, I'll mail all those things out to you. Thank you for making this show what you have. I'm in my 26th year. Thanks to Rick and Rosine Supple. Bless their hearts. Okay. We're back, and I like to say this, now we will resume our regularly scheduled programming. Okay, bring us forward. How did you get into politics? You got out of the Navy when?
Well, there was something between.
Right. You had all that corporate.
Yeah, I had to make some money after the Navy. So I was in the Navy from 68 to 72. I was a midshipman, so I was commissioned. I was an officer, but 72. I was commissioned from 72 to 96.
Okay.
And 94. I'm sorry, 94. Okay. 22 years. And then I went into the corporate world. My last tour, I was the chief information officer for the Office of Naval Research and Development, which meant I ran all the IT systems for all the Navy's laboratories.
My
the country.
Goodness!
So I learned, in the Navy, you don't have to. They just throw you in something, say do it. So you see, you have to sort of learn on the job. So, but it was very successful. And when I retired, I just went into the corporate world doing the same thing with information technology. So,
I was a
vice president or senior vice president of 4 different fairly large corporations over the next 17 years.
Where did you live?
Well, I had retired in D.C. That's where I had the job with Office of Naval Research. And so I went to work for a company called Micros Systems, which was in just outside D.C. They used to be big all over the place. Oracle bought them now, but they make the point. They were the world's leading manufacturer of the touchscreen of the point of sale systems for restaurants and things. So
wow.
Anyway, I was there for 5 years. Then I got lured away by a fast talking headhunter to go be a COO of a dot-com startup.
Wow, but that was perfect timing.
Well, it was the crazy time. I mean,
yes.
It's like they were on crack. I mean, it was like we were all going to be a billionaire within 6 weeks. So, you know, it was 1998, I think, 99. And suddenly then, you know, the recession came and the money started drying up and our investors cut off the money. And so we went into a tailspin. And about that time, I got a call from a headhunter in California. And they said, you know, we've found that you have exactly the qualifications this company wants. Senior vice president, $1.5 billion company, and it was ViewSonic Corporation. And they said in Diamond Bar, California. So I'm, you know, Google real quick. Where's it? I mean, I saw, oh God, on the map, it's only that far from Palm Springs.
Oh.
I said, you get me that. But besides, my job was tanking. The company was tanking.
Oh, I see.
You know, we were going. There was no money left. It was the dot-com crash. And so I said, you get me that job. You get me that interview, I will get that job.
Oh.
So I flew out here and interviewed and got it. So they gift wrapped me and moved me from Washington, D.C. to us, my husband and me. They moved us out from
Dear Bob.
From Washington.
And how long are you married to Bob?
Well, I don't know how long we've been married. We
together did forever.
41 years.
Yes.
But we got married during that little window, you know, when Prop 8 was passed by the voters of California.
Because when you were in the Navy, no one knew about
it. Oh, God, no. we've been together since...
He overreacted, didn't he, folks?
we met in 81, and I was in the Navy for the next 13 years, and yeah. It was not easy.
I bet.
I got a lot of stories on that.
But now you're going back to your 50-year reunion at Annapolis.
I know.
And Bob's going.
How could that happen? I remember Polybe year, I thought, oh, God, it's 1968. I thought... 1972 will never get here. That's forever. And now it's been 50 years ago.
50 years.
Man, you know, remember Irma Bombeck?
Of course, Jelly Side Down.
Yeah, she used to say, life is like a roll of toilet paper. The closer you get to the end, the faster it goes. And that's true, but the last 50 years has just gone by like
I know.
Over. But I loved the Navy, though, with a passion. And the corporate world was fun, but then you ask about mayor. Then
yes.
I retired.
And I loved it when you were mayor.
I had never seen. I was like, after I retired from the corporate world, after being a naval officer, then being a corporate executive, I was like loose ends. And Bob finally said, "Look, why don't you go get somebody that can help you work out this?" So I went to see a psychologist here in Palm Springs. Really good guy. Not a shrink, but a psychologist. Said, how do I get over this, you know? And he goes, you need to find something really that's interesting to you to do. And
glutton for punishment.
So after that, the Measure J thing came up. I applied for the Measure J. I was on the first, you know, nine people on the Measure J commission. I became they elected me the chairman. I was chairman of that thing for 2 years and then on it for the third year. And then I left to go run for office. But I've seen my psychologist occasionally still, and he goes, you know, he told me once, he said, you know, I told you to go find a hobby. I didn't mean to run for mayor. He said, you took this to a whole new level.
It was wonderful. Didn't you love it? I think your military bearing and your sense of organization and discipline is a wonderful thing to bring to politics.
I enjoyed it, but, you know, it was different. You know, I'm sorry, but I'm not a fan of the districts, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm not a fan of the rotation. In fact, I tried to get the council to, I made a motion that the lawyers who were suing us said, yes, we could go to four districts and a directly elected mayor. So I made that motion, and I couldn't even get a second. All I got was dirty looks. So that didn't fly. So, you know, it was like, so I can say I was the last directly elected 4-year mayor of Palm Springs.
But I loved it because when I was commentating the parades and you were in them with the city council,
yeah.
You wore your Navy uniform.
Still fits. Yeah. But I loved those 4 years as mayor. There were some rough times, of course. I loved representing the people. The people in Palm Springs are so wonderful, and I got to meet so many fabulous people and do so many great things, and all the glamour of Palm Springs
yes.
is still there. And I was in the middle of it, and I just loved. Of course, I was also getting over the stigma of my predecessor. Mr. Pinier. And so I, you know, I had to be Mr. Clean, but
hence the whites.
Palm Springs is so, and so many people come to visit here. I was at the tram one day with a group having some sort of official thing for dinner, and this waiter comes up to me and he goes, Very nice looking guy.
I remember this story. Tell this story.
And he goes, he said, oh, Mayor Moon, I've been wanting to meet you. And I go, hi. And he said, look at my name tag. And it said Moon. I said, oh, we have two non-Korean moons here. and I go, where are you from? Or as Bill Clinton would say, where are you old people from?
Yeah.
I said, where are you? Do you live here in Palm Springs? He said, well, I only come for the season to work. But then I go home to Arkansas. I said, Arkansas. I said, okay, where in Arkansas? He said, well, he lived in, I figured, Dequeen or something. But he said, my family's originally from Swifton. Okay, Swifton's about that big. I mean, it's a tiny little
just
town.
Just a stone's throw.
It's a small little town in northeast Arkansas, slightly bigger than Toadsuck Ferry, Arkansas. But anyway, it's very small. And I thought, oh, God, you're a moon and you're from Swifton.
Oh,
so
my
we did a quick check. We started talking. We did a quick check. And my grandfather was very progressive for his time. He was, in 1922, he divorced his first wife. He had three children. And he divorced his first wife. And then I think it was 22 or 21, he divorced his wife and married a much younger woman and had three more kids. And this guy, we figured out, was a descendant of my grandfather. My grandfather was his great-grandfather, but we were descended from different wives.
I love it. I love it, y'all.
We never met because, needless to say, those two families were not real close.
See, now, you can tie this even closer together because we call this the talk of stars. But today, because you're here, it's the talk of...
moons. Yeah. And there was a dark side of the moon.
Oh. You've moved to Rancho Mirage. Are you planning to run for office in Rancho Mirage?
No.
No? Okay.
You know, when I was finishing up being mayor, Bob said, you know, for the first 13 years we were together, the Navy was your life, and I was number two. He said, for the next 17 years, you were in the corporate world, and the corporation was your life. I was number two. He said, for the last 8 years, the city has been your life, and I've been number two. He said, now after 40 years, it's my turn.
Do you have anything... I mean, you've done so much. How wonderful. Is there something you want to do you haven't? Do you want to write a book? Is there some...
I could.
Yes, tell those stories, y'all.
I have to have it released after I die.
The Dark Side of the Moon.
The Dark Side of the Moon.
What a great title, don't you think?
You could ask some of my other council members about the Dark Side of the
Moon. Oh, hello.
Yeah. They saw it a few times.
So how do you spend your days now?
You know... it's sort of interesting, particularly now in the summer when everything's dead. I mean, I'm the vice president of the Coachella Valley Repertory Theater.
Yes.
I'm on the Rancho Mirage Library Foundation board. I'm still president of Desert Roundtable.
Oh.
And so I manage to keep myself pretty busy. Oh, and I'm also on the board of the College of the Desert Foundation, which is not the College of the Desert, it's the foundation. In fact, I'm co-chair of Stepping Up for COD that's going to be next March.
You'll come back and tell us. I love being in your presence, zip code. Thanks so much. Good French horn player. I'll tell you about that later on. I still play. Do you still have a French horn?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, God, no.
No. No.
Do you have a mouthpiece? I'll loan you mine.
I still have my old mouthpiece. It's in a box.
Yes, right.
You know, somewhere. Memorabilia.
What fun we've had, Joey Pals. We need to thank Robert. What's the middle initial?
Lee.
Robert.
Lee.
That's
initials L.
Yeah. Yes. Very Southern, right? Robert Lee. Robert E. Lee. Robert.
Lee Moon.
Moon,
you know, when I grew up in Arkansas, Robert E. Lee's birthday was a holiday.
Oh, yes. I understand. So. From Southeast Missouri. We can play that game. Okay. Blessings. Thank you for being here, my dear, dear friend. Okay, Joey Pals.
Joey Pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey Pals, presented through the generosity of BuzzBox.com. BuzzBox cocktails are handcrafted in the Coachella Valley. They use only top shelf spirits and all natural ingredients. No additives, no preservatives, no, never, never, never. The only eco-friendly cocktail, 100% recyclable. No other companies that have spirit-based cocktails in eco-friendly Tetra packaging. You know how to do this. Chill it, or it has a shelf life of 6 months. Shake it, or not shake you, and make sure you enjoy it. And check out the great video on their website. They now have a new manufacturing facility, 42625 Jackson Street in Indio, and they're partnershiped, is that a word, partnershiped with Acrisure Arena and the Coachella Valley Firebirds. Okay, ACT Tours remind you there are 7 days in a week. Some day isn't one of them. That sounds like Steve Canol, doesn't it? Travel the world while you can with ACT. Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all 7 continents at prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. Phone 322-1247 or visit act-tours.com for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. And check out those 3 brand new Super Saver, including air. You won't believe these 3 latest tours. Dana Haynes from the Mothership want you to know, for your sign, go to astrologyworldnews.com. Get the exact news up to the second, minute, hour, day, week, month, and beyond. She told me something was going to happen for me one day between 1 and 3, and I got the phone call at 2:59. I have to call her and say, "You were right," and hang up. It's so embarrassing. She's always right. 2:59. You were right, click. Cancer sun sign and rising sign have found this is a business month that requires serious attention. Trust their instincts. Signatures are required in their personal life or in business. Check everything. I always check with Dana before I sign anything. Remember, astrologyworldnews.com. The Desert Water Agency, DWA.org, reminds you no sprinklers during daylight hours, and restaurants can only serve water upon request. DWA.org/save for more info. If you want to save water and money, oh yes, please. DWA.org/save. Lots of incentives. Grass removal, smart controllers, efficient sprinkler heads. Just fabulous, darling. The website that I loved. The letter B, just fabulous. BeJustFabulous.com. Gifts for kids and pets now, too. Huge order of books, gifts, candles, and more. Birthdays, weddings, everything. And now, a new collection of retro pool floats. BeJustFabulous.com. Lalo, L-A-L-O, visions.com. Connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what the week holds in store for you. Lalo's detailed messages delivered from his beautiful, peaceful, I don't call it an office, I've got to come up with another word. It's not a studio. It's like a little sanctuary. Let's think of a word. Delivered at his blank overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant, 401-1810, or visit his website for more information. $95 for a 90-minute wonderful reading. It will change your life. You will thank me. Palm Springs Aerial Tramway has done a wonderful thing. Military days return to the Palm Springs Aerial Tram. United States Armed Forces receive free tram admission throughout the month of July. And if I remember correctly, that's for their whole family. Pines Cafe is open 7 days a week during normal tram operating hours. Peaks Restaurant is now open for lunch and dinner. Remember, the tram is the number one tourist attraction in the Coachella Valley. Check it all out, pstramway.com. Last but not least, the Palm Springs Cultural Center / Camelot Theaters. Come on up, for here are some options. Live music in the VIP lounge, no cover, 2-drink minimum. Soulful Sundays with Keisha D, Mon Petit Salon. Wednesday, Life is a Cabaret, remember? With Les Michaels, he's back. Jazz on the second floor, cocktails and classics. And Thursday, July 28th, I don't know how to say this. You know how you say, yuck, eeg, something, E-E-G-A-H, yig. Presented by the Bad News from Outer Space cult favorites. Check it all out at psculturalcenter.org. Thus, endeth the reading of the Palm Springs Desert Datebook. Okay, Joey Pals, tomorrow on Friday, we're going to talk to Dennis Van Buskirk about insurance. We've got all your Joey Pal questions. Until then, you be well and all the best.